Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
So, boys and girls, it is Aunt Jewel's time, and we just want to thank you so much for having a little difficulty in hearing the song. Good morning, boys and girls, aunts and uncles and grandparents, Poppy and friends, and everybody who just loves children. Thank you so much for joining us again, and it has been a very special day for a lot of you because this is Thanksgiving holiday, and you were with your friends and family, and I know it has been really very, very busy. I know that some of you are already out and play, and you are having such a good time, but people that are already on the East Coast, they're all ready for bed because it's dark. It's a favorite time for Starfish and myself. But for some of you on the West Coast and other places, it's hard to get you to come back in. And I can already hear.
I'm here today too.
Oh, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Is it hard for you, Farrell, to come in when it's daylight or even at night? What's it hard for you to come in?
Well, I like to run around. You know how I am. I love to catnip and cat run around. And I was eating my catnip just before I decided to stop in. Hi, everybody.
Hi, I'm so glad that you joined us. And we always know that you always want to be near to someone to be able to have them run their favor, their hand over your back. You love that, don't you?
Of course. I love it. In fact, I'm going to come over there and rub against you so you can give me some good rubbing.
And I bet some of those kids out there that are on the West Coast, they're still playing. And why don't we hear it on the East Coast? Because I think they would like to hear that too, because I think it was maybe about 3 hours ago that they came in already. So let's hear that sound. Let's hear the laughter of the boys and girls out there.
Okay.
Out in the playground. You were just out there, weren't you, boys and girls? But now it's getting time for bed for you on the East Coast. Come on in. I see Kaylin. He doesn't want to come in. And there's also Casey.
Well, it just seems like the music don't want to play.
Oh, my goodness. I hear them, Phil. Throw the ball over here. Don't hit Farrell. Don't hit Farrell. Well, Farrell, I think they had a good time, and you did too, trying to run after the yarn that you probably love to be able to do and chase after well, probably not chase after the dogs, but get away from them. But
yes,
it was such
indeed.
A wonderful time. Did you have a great time for Thanksgiving holidays?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I had some turkey.
Mm.
I had to wait till the others ate it, and then they threw me some scraps, but they were good. I loved them.
It certainly was good for me, too. I had so many family and friends, a lot of people around, and we had our nieces and nephews and cousins and friends. Just a lot of things going on. Real excited. And it was hard sometimes just kind of keeping everyone contained, but they were still having a great time.
Wow, that's great.
And you know what our topic is going to be, because when you have so much going on and it's the beginning of the season, this is the time that you're supposed to be good. Is that going to be a little challenging for you?
Oh, no. I already got my Christmas hat. I know Christmas is around the corner.
It certainly is. And boys and girls, is that going to be challenging for you? Well, we're going to be reading all kinds of stories to talk about Are You Going to Be Good? And also the little fern tree, because it's the holiday. It's going to be the time when you're going to go out there and look for a Christmas tree. What is the best Christmas tree? Do you like to have a live one? Do you like to have one that's artificial and looks real? Or do you just like to go to all of the Christmas parades and see the boys and girls line up for all the special Santa's helpers and even Santa? What do you like to do, Feral?
Well, I love a real Christmas tree because it smells so great. And then I take my little paws and I start swiping at the branches, and some of the needles fall, and then I chase them all around the house.
It definitely gets your energy up, and it also keeps you out of trouble. But at the same time, in order to do all that, in order to get ready for bed, what are some of the things that you like to do? Because that's what we're talking about, aren't we, Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories from Blake Radio Network? So that means you have to get ready. You have to prepare.
Well, I tell you what I do. I get my little basket, and then I start kneading. I knead the basket. I push my little hands in and out of there until I find a comfortable spot. Then I go around and around in a circle, and then I plop down and go to sleep.
Sounds like you go to sleep real quick.
Well, it takes a lot of time to keep pushing and kneading on the bed to try to get it as soft as I can. That's a lot of exercise.
And it sounds like you have a lot of things in order to get ready, just like the boys and girls from Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories. They have a long list, too. How do you remember?
I gotta wash my face.
How do you remember all those things?
Well, I have a routine, and my mama says, always wash your face and behind your little cat ears, and brush your teeth with your little cat toothpaste and toothbrush. I bet you all the kids out there do that, too.
And guess what, Farrell? We have a bedtime list so that they can remember to keep them on the schedule so they don't forget anything. Would you like to hear that bedtime list song?
Well, I guess I could.
Okay, here it goes.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
To check that off your list?
I
made me go get my own list.
Oh, it certainly did. And did you write them down so that you can remember them?
Well, I'm writing them now.
And I know the boys and girls are doing that too, because you know when you have all the company over, it's so exciting, and all the food, and so many things are happening during the holiday season, that sometimes you forget something that you naturally would do when there's just a few of you and just your mommy and daddy. So that's why it's so important to write that list down, because a lot of things are happening, and we don't want to forget, because we certainly can't forget our favorite teddy bear.
Oh, I love my teddy bear. I actually have one.
Oh, what's his name?
Pharaoh Jr.
I wonder where you got that name from, Pharaoh.
Well, that's my name, so I shared it.
I bet you some of you boys and girls, that's probably how you pick some of the names for your doll, or maybe even your favorite train, or even your costume that you have. But, you know, Pharaoh, it's going to be so hard to probably be good for some of the boys and girls. I heard some of them saying, what am I going to do? How can I just be me?
Well, just by being you. That's what I say.
And hopefully that will be something that is good, so that when Santa comes or when Christmas comes for you, you will be able to get your gifts. And some of the boys and girls were telling me that might be so hard, just trying to be themselves. Because sometimes their friends tell them or suggest to them, maybe we should try this. Maybe we should tease the girls.
Well, they should listen to their mommy and daddies, because their mommies and daddies usually know what the right thing to do is.
And what do we do for my baby brother? He's always getting angry when he doesn't get his bottle. He starts crying. Does that mean he won't get any gifts for Christmas?
Well, I'll share some of that milk with him.
I'm sure a lot of you boys and girls are probably wondering, what do you do to try to be good? It's such a long time, because here it is November, and we have to wait all the way to December, and sometimes that's even hard to be patient for such a long time.
Well, I think they should do things for other people, so that every day they do something nice for others, and then Santa will remember them. And the day will go by so fast each day, it'll be Christmas before they know it.
Right, that's why on December 1st, a lot of you boys and girls will be getting calendars so that you can mark it down so it doesn't seem so long.
That's right.
Now, I have this great book to read to you boys and girls. Now, get ready. I know you've already brushed your teeth, and I know that Pharaoh is already all snuggled in his special bed that he has, too.
Meow, meow, meow.
And I see Grandpa already there. He's already in the rocking chair, all ready to hear the story. And there's Mama. Mama is also saying some things, too.
Oh, rock, Grandpa, rock.
I know. So let's hear. Now, this story is called Are You Going to Be Good? Pharaoh said that he was going to be good. But are you going to be? Well, this story was written by Carrie Best and also Brian Caress. And it was by HarperCollins. Now, this is something that I know that you boys and girls can definitely relate to, because when you have company, sometimes it's hard to be able to be good. So here we go. It is dark outside, almost pajama time, but Robert is not going to bed. Mommy and Daddy and Big Sister Alice are going to a party, and Robert is going too. Ooh, exciting.
Now Robert puts on his socks and his new shirt. Now there are pearly buttons on the ends of his sleeves. Now this is going to be a going to a party tie. Now that's going to happen to a lot of you because especially on Thanksgiving, holiday time, you dress up specially because it's the holiday. I know Beryl had dressed up special for the holiday too.
I have on my best coat.
Now, who is the party for, asked Robert. And Daddy answered, the party is for the great grand Sadie. Now, she is 100 years old today. Wow. I can count to 100. And Robert, and he does. He starts counting. And I know you boys and girls can be able to count to 100. I know that. Matthews can count to 100. Casey can count to 100. And also, so can Camera. Good boy, said Mama. Are you going to dance tonight? Asked Alice as she combed Robert's hair. Are you going to eat tonight? Asked Daddy as he closed his coat. Are you going to be a good tonight? Asked Mama as she kissed his nose. Yes, 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 says Robert, jumping up and down. Now there is a present for great grand Sadie in the hall, his own. He counts out exactly 100 sweet chocolate, and he puts them in his handkerchief. Now I'm ready. Boys and girls, have you ever gone to a party where you had to have a gift? Were you a little excited about it? Have you ever shared anything with your friends? I know that Farrell does. He shares his catnip with a lot of his friends.
And my ball.
That is really good, to be able to throw it up and down. Now, are you going to dance tonight? Asked Alex as she combs Robert's hair. I'm going to eat tonight, asked Daddy. Are you going to be good tonight? Asked Mommy as she kissed his nose. Yes, yes, yes. And Robert jumped up and down. Now, in the car, they practice. Please, they practice. Thank you. And excuse me, too. Now, in the car, they sing and they laughed and they rode for 1 mile to the party. Now, I bet you, boys and girls, before you go out to company, your mommy and daddy said, okay, when Granny says hi to you, you're supposed to say yes, ma'am, and thank you, and please, you have to mind your manners. I know that Farrell always minds his manners when he goes out.
Oh, yes. Otherwise, my mommy says, oh, no, oh, no, I'm not taking you anywhere unless you behave. And I do.
And I know that you're trying to be on your best behavior because that means that the kids will all want you on their lap and let and they will start to pet you, which feels so good.
Meow, meow, meow.
Now, Mommy says, now remember not to mumble, says Alice, or talk too loud, she adds. Now, some old people aren't good at hearing, and some just like it quiet. And never interrupt, said Daddy. Some old people expect perfect manners. Now, I know, boys and girls, that you had heard all of these things before you went out for Thanksgiving dinner. No running or jumping, says Mommy. Some old people are very breakable. Okay, 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 says Robert, covering the ears. I'll remember everything. Now soon Alex says, here we are, and Daddy says, right on time. Mommy says, be a good boy, and Robert says, let's go.
Ooh.
I think he's getting real excited. Are you ready, boys and girls? Now, there are lights at the party and music and flowers and a lot of big people. Hearing all the music in the background? Excuse me, says Robert as he bumps into someone. Now Daddy is in charge. First they walk, then they talk. Now Robert shakes a lot of hands. you remember that, boys and girls. You've got to greet them. Now, you know Cousin Sydney, said Daddy. Say hi to Uncle Phil. Remember Aunt Aggie. Robert doesn't, but he says hi anyway. Now, which one is great-grand Sadie, he asked. And Daddy answers, she isn't here yet. Some old people take a long time to get ready. Now, there is a lot of food to choose from, and Robert is very hungry. He could taste some things and put some back. Don't do that, whispers Daddy. And Robert puts the things in his pocket. Now, I bet you boys and girls, you heard all of these things when you were out on Thanksgiving the other day. Now, Robert has never seen so many drinks. He tries a few, and he spits it out. Don't do that, whispers Aunt Edgie. So Robert pours the rest in the flowers. The sound of the splashing reminds Robert that he has something important to do. But Daddy is still walking and talking and shaking hands. Robert waits and waits, and finally he goes to the men's room by himself. Now on the way he tries the fancy soap. Don't do that, whispers Cousin Sydney. So Robert makes monkey faces in the mirror. Have you ever tried to do that, Pharaoh? Make faces?
Oh, yeah. I love to look in the mirror. I think I'm so pretty.
Oh, you are. And you're so smooth, too.
And I got a wonderful tail. I love to chase it.
That is really funny, watching the cat chase his tail. Now back at the party, great-grand Sadie has arrived. She has pointed shoes and bony fingers and eyes as round as Cheerios. Now Robert thinks she looks like the bird that comes to their window back home. Now boys and girls, I know that you've probably saw a lot of your relatives that you hadn't seen in such a long time. And you probably were talking to your brother or sister or maybe even your cousin and talking about, oh, I see. Oh, no. Is she going to make me kiss her? Or am I going to get any money from Uncle Randy? I don't know. Let's see. Well, hello, little man, she says. Now Robert peeks out from behind Daddy. He's not sure whether to whisper or to shout. Or to shake 100-year-old hand. So he smiles at her and at the point of her shoe and follows Daddy to the dinner table. Would you like some salad? The waiter asks. Yes, please, says Robert. And Mommy beams. I wonder why she was beaming, Pharaoh.
Why? What do you think?
Because she said, please. He said, please.
She has manners.
Yes, and it always makes Mommy and Daddy feel so good when you hear that. But when the salad comes, it has olives and peppers and cheese that smells like someone's feet. So Robert holds his nose.
Oh,
boys and girls, what do you think is happening? Don't do that, whispers Grandpa Jack. So Robert plays Munster Mash on his plate. For dinner, he asks, but no one is listening. Then the chicken comes and it has mushrooms and he can't pick it out, and onions and garlic and French fries, zucchini. What's for dessert? Robert asks again. But this time, he doesn't wait for an answer. Guess what he does, boys and girls? What would you do when you go out to a restaurant and you're sitting at a table? What do you think that you would do? Because none of the food seems to please you. What would started.
Eating some of my own food?
That's what you would do. You would probably have, well, I don't know, you don't have a back pocket, so you would probably still be able to sneak it in. Well, let's see what Robert does. But we're also so happy that we do have Starfish joining us, and Starfish Farrell's on the other line.
Meow, hello. Starfish. Meow.
Hello.
Hi, Starfish.
Hello, how are you?
I'm just looking to see how you're doing.
I'm doing great.
Well,
we're
trying to tell the boys and girls, because we know during this holiday season, trying to be good is so challenging because you're so excited about what's going to happen. And especially because you were, during Thanksgiving, you were already with all of your aunts and uncles, and you have to mind your manners. But it's difficult sometimes when some of the food or some of the things that you don't want to eat. So let's find out what Robert does. I bet you that James probably already has guessed what he would do, especially with his other brother. Well, he went, you guessed it, under the table. Now Robert sees his daddy's shoes. He sees his mommy's shoes. He sees Alex and some others he's never even seen. Then he sees the pointed one. I know you, he says. How about our birthday shine? Don't do that, whispers Alex. So Robert crawls back to his chair. Then while Grandpa makes Jack a speech and Aunt Ida makes a speech, Robert draws a picture. He draws a face with eyeglasses on and a nose and a bow tie. Don't do that, whispers Uncle Phil. So Robert builds an igloo with everybody's ice. Then Uncle Harry makes a speech, and then Cousin Gertrude makes a speech. So Robert starts, guess what, playing a throwing game. How many olives can I get in Mama's water glass? Don't do that. Do you think he's having a hard time being good?
Meow.
Well, I think that Pharaoh is thinking that maybe it might be challenging. And I think that Starfish might even agree too. Now, Robert looks all around the room in what appears to be a night party. I wonder what that's all about. First you stand, then you sit, then you yawn, and then you sleep. Then just when Robert decides he's ready to go home, someone says, it's time to dance. I like to dance. The music starts slowly, and then it gets faster, and Robert starts slowly, and then it gets faster, too. He wiggles, and he jiggles, and he swerves, and he quakes. Robert feels like a firecracker ready to explode. Don't do that, whispers Daddy. Don't do that, whispers Mommy. Don't do that, whispers Alice, and all the other relatives, all except Great-Grand Zadie. She has her toes tapping to the music. Do that again, she says. Then, to everyone's surprise, she kicks off her pointed shoes, and she starts to dance, too. She's wiggling, she's jiggling, and she's quivering, and she's quaking. Yippee! She shouts. Yippee! I think someone's having some fun. Now, soon the music stops, and so do the two dances. Great-Grand Sadie laughs with tears as just keeps coming. Suddenly, Robert remembers his handkerchief. Here, he says, forgetting all about 100 sweet cherry berries that are all on it. Uh-oh, says Robert, as the berries come tumbling out. But when great-grand Sadie says, "These are my favorite candies." Robert laughs too. "Have one," he says. And when dessert finally comes, Robert blows out all 100 candles. It wasn't even his birthday. While Mommy and Daddy and Big Sister Al and all the other relatives clap and cheer and sing the birthday song. "Happy birthday. I can't wait till next year," says Robert. "Neither can I," says great-grand Sadie. And they dance one more dance before it was time to go home. The
Yay.
End. Wasn't that something? Because here it was, just like what we were talking about, being good, and how it was a little challenging for him and trying to accept some of the things that he was supposed to do and sitting there, and then he starts playing ice with his, playing a game with his ice. But in the end, the birthday girl, which happens to be great grand, loved it too.
That was fun.
So being good sometimes can be a little challenging. But
it certainly can, but it definitely takes a lot of effort.
It certainly did. And practicing all his moves and making sure that he felt really comfortable, and but he did listen to his mommy and his daddy and his aunts and his uncles. And sometimes just being you can be a little challenging. And we have a song by I'm Me by Charlie Hope, and probably you can be able to relate to this because the same thing was happening with Robert. Are you both ready for the song by Charlie Hope, I'm Me?
I am.
There it is. How's Starfish? Are you ready too?
I'm certainly ready.
If I roar like a lion, does it make me a lion? If I bark like a dog, does it make me a dog? If I hiss like a snake, does it make me a snake? No, 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 no. I'm so much more than you can see. I have life inside of me that makes me move, feel, and love. Can act a certain way and do all sorts of things, but in the end, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me. If I moo like a cow, does it make me a cow? If I snort like a pig, does it make me a pig? If I meow like a cat,
meow,
does it make me a cat? No, 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 no. I'm so much more than you can see. I've got life inside of me that makes me move, feel, and love. I can act a certain way and do all sorts of things. I neigh like a horse. Does it make me a horse? If I squeak like a mouse, does it make me a mouse? No, 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 no. I'm so much
that something when you are you, which is what we're telling all the boys and girls. It's so good to be able to be you.
Exactly. And guess what, boys and girls? When you're you, there's no one else like you. You are the only one. You are definitely unique. You are you. And I am me.
And it's so good to find people that love you and be able to say, I like you for who you are, and I want you to join me.
Come on, boys and girls, join us.
I know that a lot of the boys and girls love when Pharaoh comes and loves to hear Pharaoh and wants Pharaoh to join them. And Pharaoh has lots of friends that he sees every day.
I sure do. All my little kitty friends and grown-up cat friends and even some dog friends. And I have some children friends, too. Meow.
So we just want to let you know that you can be good. And even though it seems like a long time before December the 25th, it is good being you. So you don't have to be someone that other people think you should be. Just be you. I think that Starfish, are you getting a little tired?
You did it, Aunt Jewel. I can't wait to jump into dreamland.
Right. And we didn't even twist all of your arms to try to get you to go to sleep. We continue to do this every Sunday.
Every Sunday, we are here.
And this is one of the favorite times that the parents, even Granny, well, we already see that Pop, Grandpappy, he's already gone off to sleep. But we all love those times when it happens. And when we turn over and we look at your eyelids are closing and you're trying to stay up, you're trying to open them, but you just can't. It makes us turn to that song with Corrine Daly Ray, Just Like a Star.
We love that song.
We certainly do, Starfish.
Just like an angel. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be.
And also, we're so thrilled that you came to Blake's Radio Network.
Just like oil on my head,
it's my rainbow soul.
Definitely is.
And I wonder why it is. I don't argue.
Boys and girls and moms and dads, and I know Nana has already fallen asleep. We want to thank you so much for joining us at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel, Bedtime Stories with Pharaoh. Pharaoh joined us today, too. And I'm not sure if Pharaoh fell asleep, but I heard a lot of purring for him.
I'm still here, but I'm nice and cozy in my bed, just listening to the last bit of stories. And
we already had our bath and we got our water, so we were all ready for bed, so it was real easy for us to fall off. And Starfish, are you still there with us?
Of course, but I'm almost into dreamland.
And we know that, Starfish, that it is real difficult for some of the kids on the other side, but we're thrilled that each week we seem to be getting a lot of new visitors, and a lot of you out there are telling your friends, and we want to thank you so much, and of course the parents, because the parents said that it's helping them go to bed, because you need all that rest to be able to be good.
You certainly do.
So we want you to know that anytime you need a friend, just come and join us. And we'll be playing our song, and we'll be seeing you next week again, Sunday at 7:30 East Coast time. So get those favorite jammies and bring your doll and tell your friend and come and join us again next week.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. This is Pharaoh saying bye, and Merry Christmas if I don't see it.
So we're going to play this song for you boys and girls. Anytime you need a friend, just make sure you come to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And also you can join us on Twitter and Facebook, because we'll be glad to be able to see you and send us some of those sleeping faces. We love to see that.
Good night, Aunt Jewel. Good night,
Sarah. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, boys and girls.
Good night, boys and girls, and moms and dads.
And don't know where to go.
Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Jewel Bedtime Stories. Good night.